O Sons and Daughters of the King, a daily devotion from Lutheran Hour Ministries for Sunday, April 12, 2026. My pierced side, O Thomas, see, and look upon my hands, my feet. Not faithless, but believing be. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. How blessed are they who have not seen, and yet whose faith has constant been. For they eternal life shall win. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Thomas had the nickname of Didymus, or the twin, but more often we refer to him as Doubting Thomas. Does he deserve the reputation that tradition assigns to him? After all, Thomas was very likely among those who witnessed Jesus' crucifixion, keeping watch during the Savior's last hours. Thomas knew that his Lord was dead and buried. There was no doubt about that. So when the other disciples told him that Jesus, alive and in the flesh, had come to them, Thomas refused to believe them. He demanded proof. He wanted to touch the marks of nails and put his hand in the wound in Jesus' side. He wanted to see what the other disciples had already seen for themselves. Thomas is not the only one with doubts. Many people hear the good news of Jesus' death and resurrection, but simply refuse to believe it. They cannot imagine that events from 2,000 years ago have any importance for their lives today. Some people admit the truth of Jesus' crucifixion, but deny his resurrection. Sometimes the circumstances of our own lives bring doubts closer to home. We know and trust the Lord. We know that he died and rose to save us. We have experienced his love and care in the past. But in times of personal loss, illness, or spiritual anguish, we may question the Lord's living presence in our lives. We ask, is he here with me? Does he listen to my prayers? Are all of my sins forgiven? Like Thomas, we want proof and look for signs. 8 days after Thomas demanded proof, Jesus came again to the disciples, and this time, Thomas was there too. In love and grace, the crucified and living Lord gave Thomas the proof his disciple longed to see. Jesus invited the skeptic's touch, saying, "Put your finger here, and see my hands, and put out your hand, and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." Thomas, no longer doubting, confessed Jesus as his Lord and God. One day, we too will see the precious wounds in our Lord's hands, feet, and side. Worry, doubt, and fear will be swept away forever. Until then, Jesus invites us to trust him, to believe his word, and know the joy of his constant presence in our lives. Our conquering, loving Savior bestows his benediction in the face of every doubt and fear. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. We pray. Risen Lord, comfort me with your presence and help me to grow more confident in faith. Amen.